On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori, and welcome to Tori. That's right, it's the weekly podcast, or mini-pod, sometimes, usually, maybe again, where it's 10 minutes to 20 minutes to sometimes 30 minutes if I really get on a roll of things to say. Okay, but I like the mini-pod. I like, you know, short and sweet. People's attention spans are usually pretty short. I know mine can be, unless I'm watching a really good movie. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's not exactly movie music. Or is it? Well, I only play that kind of music is because I did happen to see a movie over the weekend, and it was horrible, okay? It wasn't my idea to see it, and I tried to talk my buddy out of seeing it. I told him it got panned. Nobody liked it. Horrible. Terrible. Nothing good here. But there was no dissuading him. So we saw Suburbicon. Oh my gosh, it's George Clooney's new movie that he directed and I think wrote part of. The Coen brothers were also involved in it. That's why people might have had high hopes for it. You know, the Coen brothers do a lot of great stuff. So, but it was awful. And it had Julianne Moore in it. And I always like her. And she actually played twin sisters. But not for very long. You have to keep that role going, which is part of the plot, which I won't give away. But you know what? It's lame. There's another Matt Damon movie coming out later that actually did look pretty good. And they actually had a promo on it where he's like shrunken down to like 2 inches tall with Kristen Wiig. And they live in a society with their millionaires, but they have to be really tiny. I mean, it reminds me of the Rick Moranis movie, you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where they're small. But this is, I don't know, it's more serious, I suppose. It's not a Disney comedy. And it's like a thing where you could really do it and be small. I mean, would you want to do that for millions and millions of dollars and live as a little mini millionaire? With everything you ever wanted, with other people that were little like you? I mean, it wouldn't seem different to you because everyone would be the same size, but it's irreversible. You'd be just shrunk, okay? A mini you. All right, now think about it. It would be pretty cool if you had everything you ever wanted, but you were just smaller and it didn't make any difference. Wouldn't that be a little better than what you have now, being regular size, but in this condition with the Trump presidency and all that other stuff to go with it? Mass shootings all the time. Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, and yes, there was another one, as you know, I just got to step in and say it was another crazy white person. And I've said this right along. You can listen to my old podcast. It's there. I will dig it up if I need to. I have said again and again that white people, white men, are the most dangerous thing in the world. On the planet. Okay? White men. They're the most dangerous thing. More than wild animals. More than any other country of people. I'm telling you. Even cannibals. Whatever. It's white men. And if you look at the guy that just did this latest Texas shooting, he looks like a crazy white person. Okay? Another one. So there's that. I'm more afraid of white people and white men than anybody. But back to Matt Damon, who I'm not really sure how I feel about. He's probably okay, even though he's white. I don't know. He does movies, but again, Suburbicon, awful. No redeeming it. And this new movie, something about being shrunk. I wish I could remember the title. I didn't feel like looking it up. It's out there. It'll come out. I may or may not see it. I love Kristen Wiig, so there's that. But yes, I would think about doing it for millions of dollars and living in a place where everyone was tiny too in a great atmosphere. It might not matter. Oh, but then if I had family, see, maybe they have no family. I have family. I would not want to leave my family, my little grandsons and so forth, to go be rich and whatever in a little tiny universe. No, I'm not going to do it. So I think I'm just going to stick it out with the Trump presidency and everything else. Meanwhile, here on planet Earth, like, we have a choice. It's just fiction. It's never going to happen. There's no way. Okay. So we're just going to do that. And besides, the whole Russia thing is coming together with the George Papadopoulos thing and the other guy under house arrest, Manafort and Gates and so forth. And this, you know, things are happening. So there's some encouragement here, of course.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
So you know what Charles Barkley says? And no, not Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley. Yeah, that basketball player. I think he used to play for the Chicago Bulls. I don't really remember, but I think he did. And I'm going to go with that. But anyway, so Charles Barkley apparently thinks there's no such thing as a vegetarian. Okay, he said nobody doesn't like meat. You know, I think sometimes people just talk to hear themselves talk. They don't really put a lot of thought behind it. Like Donald Trump, again, you know, obviously. So Charles Barkley is trying to become relevant again by saying something controversial. Well, actually, they did a poll, and about 3% of Americans consider themselves full-time vegetarians. Okay, that's not a lot. I get that. But it's still a thing, and there are really people that do it. I mean, I had a cousin that did it. I haven't talked to her in a long time because she excommunicated herself from the family, as, you know, many people should probably with this family. Anyway, my cousin Terry used to be, and maybe still is, a vegetarian. And boy, did she look like a skeleton. I am just saying that, you know what, if you don't eat meat, great, but you're probably going to lose some weight. Unless you just eat donuts all the time. And I really don't know how you could sustain that because you're going to get diabetes. But anyway, yeah, so there are vegetarians. It's a thing. I don't know why he's saying that, but, you know, that's Charles Barkley. He's in the running for crazy like Dennis Rodman. Yes, Tori's pet peeves. Today, we'll be talking about people that don't wash their hands after using the restroom. Now, that's something that I've only noticed women doing because I'm only in the ladies' room, okay? So, again, this is public places. I don't know what happens in people's houses and their bathrooms. I don't listen at the door. I don't know if there's water running. I don't know what's happening, really, as far as you know. But anyway, in public restrooms, people that leave the bathroom without washing their hands. All right, I'm not really sure how to feel about this anymore. Years ago, it was a thing where it really bothered me. But now there's something called hand sanitizer. And I have been guilty of this myself. Sometimes I just want to get out of the bathroom and squirt some hand sanitizer on my hands, okay, when I leave the bathroom. I have to get out of there for whatever the reason. And I still will use the hand sanitizer. And if you look at those porta-potty things they have at, you know, sporting events or whatever where there's no bathrooms, there's no sink in there, obviously. And those things are disgusting. I get dizzy, literally dizzy when I'm in there because of the chemicals that they use to whatever, disinfect. I can't breathe well. So I start to get woozy. But anyway, the point is they have hand sanitizers in there, a little dispenser. So that's fine. You can get away with it. So if you see someone leaving a bathroom and not doing that, I can't judge anymore. I don't know what they're doing later. They might leave there and do that. Okay? So whatever. That's all I know. I can't judge anymore because I just don't know. But I might have to judge because of a habit. But yeah, I may be wrong. Okay, so Patton Oswalt just got married. As you may recall, his wife died very suddenly last year. And already now this year, he has gotten married. Now, there's probably nothing suspicious going on, but I look for a suspicion anywhere I can. I mean, it just leaps out at me. I'll never forget, years and years ago, I saw William Shatner on an episode of Columbo. And of course, he was the killer. I liked Columbo because it would show you who the killer was at the beginning, and you knew the whole time, instead of at the end where it was revealed. So you could see them kind of squirming around, and I liked that kind of thing. But anyway, William Shatner, one of his wives in real life died. And apparently, I think the story went that she drowned in her swimming pool. Yet she was this, like, expert swimmer. So it was very odd. But, you know, whatever. He remarried. Never think anything about it. Okay, so Patton Oswalt was married before to Michelle McNamara. That was his wife that passed away in her sleep, they said, from possibly prescription drugs and an unknown heart condition. Anyway, you die in your sleep, whatever. Who knows? I don't know exactly. Who could ever really know? But I did a little research, and I looked at these pictures of Patton Oswalt with his first wife, Michelle McNamara. And please feel free to look these up. They're all over the internet. It's very easy to find. Pictures of him and Michelle. The man does not look happy in any of these pictures. And you may say, well, that's just Patton Oswalt. That's how he looks, right? Okay, well, now look at pictures of him with his new wife, Meredith Salinger. Okay? He is beaming. Okay, I'm not saying there's anything fishy going on, any foul play, but, you know, I always wonder about things like this, about guys whose wives mysteriously die and then they marry some younger person not that long after. I mean, that's been in so many plots of so many movies and TV shows that I think it's ingrained in me. But apparently Patton Oswalt is a really nice guy. He's really funny. And it's probably nothing. This is just how Tori thinks. It's probably absolutely nothing. It's a totally typical thing that happens. And you know, he found love again and got a little daughter. That's great. I wish I could have found a picture of him smiling with his old wife. I just wish that would have really kind of helped me out there. Anyway, whatever. Best wishes to the newlyweds. Yeah, so that's Charlie Bit Me, one of the famous, if not the most famous, YouTube viral video. You know, the little British boy with his little baby brother sitting on his lap. And of course, the little baby just bit his finger. And it was hilarious, apparently. I mean, it is kind of funny. But the point being of this new story about this Charlie Bit My Finger was that the dad was shocked because this video was in Osama bin Laden's collection. Okay, so this was making Osama bin Laden very happy, apparently, to watch this. And that's a little creepy, I suppose. I mean, that was done 10 years ago. These kids are bigger now. That was May of 2007 that came out. So yeah, 10 years later, you find out that Osama bin Laden liked it. I don't know, that's kind of creepy. If Osama bin Laden had one of my personal videos in his collection, I would be a little creeped out, even though the guy's not even alive anymore. The fact that he watched it was creepy. I do have a kind of a similar story, not exactly, but I had a MySpace years ago, as we all did. Oh, longer than 10 years. Well, about 10 years, actually, 10, 11 years. So anyway, and I used to keep one of those little trackers who you'd find out the IP address of who visited your page. It was something you could put on there. I found out how to do it, and I did it, so I could keep track of, like, who was going to my page, if I knew them, especially. Like, I knew my boyfriend's IP, and oh, he was there. There he was. Well, anyway, what I did back then when Obama was running for president, and he won, but I was, you know, I had one of his T-shirts on, and I sent it to a Hollywood actor. And he actually did go to my page because I could see it was from 20th Century Fox was the IP. It had the name and everything from California. So I knew from when I sent it to him looking at my page that it happened. Whether he looked long at my page, who knows? But the fact that is he went there. And you know who that was? That was Zach Braff from Scrubs. So, I mean, I've met other celebrities, obviously. I never met him, but it was kind of an amusing anecdote at the time how he just looked at my MySpace page with me wearing my Obama t-shirt, looking very seductive. But that was the end of it. Never messaged me or anything. And I really would like to figure out how to put those things on Facebook so you could track people going there. But you know what? It's a whole different ballgame. MySpace and Facebook are very, very different. And good for that. Ari, Ari, she'll put a spell on you. Ari, Ari, Davo. She'll put a spell on you. Ari, Ari, Davo. She's the witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. You know something? If you get arrested in New Orleans, they take a mugshot of you in a weird place. Check it out. I'm not making this up. I actually came across a website with celebrity mugshots. You know, you've been there. You've looked at them. You've seen the Nick Nolte crazy DUI one and Mickey Rourke and all these Lindsay Lohans and Justin Biebers and everybody, okay? Almost everybody. However, I came across two with very interesting backgrounds, and I looked into it, and they're both in New Orleans, New Orleans Parish. One is Russell Brand, and the other is Nick Cage. Okay? So, I don't know what that's about, but it's kind of cool, and it's kind of not cool. You don't have the background or anything of just a wall or, you know, your height. It's just like you're in a weird, like, underground place with these pipes and stuff, like a garage. Ooh, anyway, I would not get arrested in New Orleans because I don't even know. I've never even been there, so it's going to be pretty difficult for me to get arrested there. But my uncle was arrested there back in the 60s, and he took it all the way to the Supreme Court, his case. So whatever goes on down there, there was something wrong. And he was going to Tulane. And yeah, so he took his case. He totally took the police department to the Supreme Court. And you can too. I'm not sure if these celebrities did, but it's just a weird, weird mugshot. Anyhow, that's going to do it for tonight. I believe today, tonight, whatever it is, whatever time you're listening to this or not listening to this, okay? Yeah, but you are, because you're hearing this. You know, it's like if a tree falls in the forest, if no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound or does it make a noise? What's the difference, sound or noise? Look it up, Einstein. I don't know. Whatever, man. You're listening because I'm talking, and that's how that goes. You clicked it. Anyway, so I will talk at you Friday, as I do every Friday with Ron Bandin. If you happen to catch the Easton Show, we had a really cool show this week with a background of amazingness. It's at EastonCAT.org. EastonCAT.org. And look for the Ron Van Dam radio show and check out the new set. It's probably just a one-time show only. It's a special. We did a special. We're not going to do it again. It was too cold. I was freezing. Okay. And that's all for now. All right, everybody. Peace.